It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Yeah.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Because millennials were scammed out of money more than people over 70 in the last year. 40% of Americans in their 20s fell for some kind of fraud. 18% of people over 70. But I guess we all have a chance of, you know, falling for something that sounds too good to be true, a little get-rich-quick kind of thing. And we have Todd on the phone. His grandpa was scammed out of $2 million. Hello, Todd.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hey, it's worse than that. My grandmother and his sister, my grandfather was rich. They got swindled close to $4 million.
Tell us how.
How? Well, the guy presented himself as a real estate investor with a Hearst Capital up in Atascadero, California. And he convinced my grandfather that it's a great thing to invest in this real estate. And the guy was out blowing the money on stuff. He's under indictment, and it's worse. My grandfather still thought he was a nice guy.
So did he meet him at a bar somewhere, or how did he?
No. He met him in Atascadero, if you know where Atascadero is, up north. And my grandfather was just looking for some investment, something to put the money in, and he got referred to him by some people. And the guy is a real nice guy, clean-cut, church-going guy. And my grandfather was swindled. I mean, my grandfather loved Jerry Falwell and donating money to that guy. So my grandfather was easily influenced by people that he thought were smart, and the guy just ripped him off.
There's a classic movie which is based on a Pulitzer Prize-winning play called Glengarry Glen Ross, which deals with the exact same thing. These nice, smart guys that are experts at reading other people go out there and sell this bogus real estate stuff, and they spend time with you, buy you drinks, and you're the nice guy in the world, and they take you for
everything. Coffee's for closers.
There we go. Put the coffee down.
Don't do it. It's not a sound investment, and he did it. And the worst thing about it is my grandfather's sister wasn't rich. She lost everything.
Did it ruin their lives? Like, were they ever the same after that?
You know what? My grandfather was still rich, but it really changed him. He was very cynical on a lot of people. But for whatever reason, this guy rips him off, and he still thought he was a great guy.
Probably because he didn't want to look in the mirror at himself and realize he felt so stupid that as long as he still believed in that guy, it wasn't his fault. Right. He wasn't that dumb.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Frank, you just nailed it. You nailed it 100% on the head.
Thank you, Todd. I'm going to give you a prize. I don't have $2 million to give you to help you guys out, but I can give you tickets to go see
Carrot Top. Hey, don't feel sad. Carrot Top. My grandfather's still rich.
Carrot Top's a start.
Yeah, Carrot Top at the Canyon in Santa Clarita, March 22nd. There you go, buddy.
You guys, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Stay on hold, Todd.
I wonder how many people don't come forward with the stories and don't tell anyone because they're too embarrassed. You know,
I mean, Eric was saying, I never heard that scam story about $10,000, Frank. I thought I knew all your stories. It's like, just because you feel like an idiot. I mean, I was like, I was just gullible and trusting and just a good old boy, like, you know, fresh off the bus. And everything just fell into place.
I wonder how many people who come to L.A. to become stars, you know, they're just new in town. They probably get taken all the time for everything by the same things. People who promise to help them with management. Mm-hmm. Here, give me money, take some photos for you and this and that and talent and scouts. They probably get fleeced all the time.
You know, I was going to say I got $5 on it to say we have scam artists listening to this show. But knowing this, you know, Southern California, like you just said, that's a bad bet. I mean, of course we have scam artists listening to this show. So, Sammy, I want you to clear the lines of the people who have been scammed. Clear the lines, because I don't think we're going to top $2 million by Todd's grandpa. So clear the lines. Now I want the scam artist to call the show.
The actual
The people
scammer.
Who make their money ripping off others and whatever fraud you might be doing. Okay, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. You can change your name. Remain anonymous.
Probably should change your name. I would just... You know.
Probably. They probably do anyway. They know that. They're scam artists. call us up if you've ever scammed someone. Was it one time? Maybe you scammed somebody one time and you couldn't live with yourself. Or are you a career scam artist? Do you regret it at all? Or is it the thrill that you like? I mean, you don't think about the other person at all? I mean, do you think if you only scam rich people, it's like, well, they don't need it anyway. It's like the socialist of scam artists, where it's like, he's a Robin Hood of scam artists. Well, they're rich. They don't need that much money. I'm just going to steal it from them or scam them for it.
Maybe.
I mean what is it about you as a person that can possibly make you live and go to sleep at night.
Does the drug dealer care about the victims who may OD or die or be put in prison for using the drugs? No, they don't care.
No, at least they're providing just a good time. Scam artist is dick.
They're just cold hearted.
Pusher man ain't no dick. He's fine.
By the way, if you're looking for a place to live, my real estate agent told me this as your calls come in. If you're looking for a place to live and you notice that you see an apartment or a house, whatever, that's unusually low priced, that's a scam ad. You know how they do it? They take a legitimate, let's say you list your house for rent for, say, $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month. They'll take that actual ad, they'll take the exact wording, the exact photos, copy it, take out a new ad, and make it like $1,500 a month. Like half price what the others like yours go for. But it's a fake ad. So when they respond to that ad, wire me the deposit because I got this hot house. It's going to be gone by tomorrow. You wire them the money and poof, gone. So if the price is unusually low, it's a fake real estate ad. It's someone else's legitimate ad with a different name or contact number at the bottom. And they want you to wire the down payment. And that's what it is.
That's a good scam.
Yeah. So the price is too low.
When you want to like live in a neighborhood that makes you look like you're more successful than you are.
Yeah. You can go look at the house. There it is. But it's fake.
Look at the phone lines asking the scammers to call and they all light up.
Great.
All right, Chris scammed someone out of $30,000 one time. Let's talk to Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Are you a career scam artist, or was this a one-time scam for $30,000?
No, this is a one-time scam for $30,000.
All right.
I'm from California, and I lived in basically Anaheim, Orange County area, and got involved into the medical marijuana industry with my father back in 2009 and 10. And long story short is, because I was younger, my father was a business guy. He ran the business, and I kind of controlled managing getting the product and dispersing it through the dispensaries. So anyway, we were the first company, Southern California Herbal Network, that doesn't exist anymore, to ever open a dispensary in Bakersfield, California. So anyway, long story short is, towards the end of the tenure, we found out that we had a Santa Ana police officer that worked with us.
Yeah, I don't need the whole goddamn story. Just tell me how you got somebody to give you $30,000 for no reason.
And you think I'm bad at telling stories. Just tell this guy.
All right. Well, all this product would be going to the store. So long story short, it's
too late.
The supplier. And I owed him $15,000. He was supposed to be giving me $15,000 of product back. And I told him that my father was on his way back down to San Diego.
I've stopped caring.
God, seriously.
We've all stopped caring.
I think the guy paid you to leave.
You scammed him
because you kept talking.
I've never been more bored by his story in my life.
My God.
And we were the 10th way through it, probably. For God's sakes. We can put Salmonex out of business.
All right, Bryce is a scam artist. He scammed tens of thousands of dollars over a span of 5 years. Hello, Bryce.
Hey, how you guys doing?
So you're a career scam artist?
No. I did this back in the 90s when I used to go to the Rays here in Southern California over a span of about 4 or 5 years. I'd buy a bottle of pills from Rite Aid, 100 pills for $10, sell them for $20 a pop. I was 16 years old, 17 years old, making $400, $500, $600 a night selling fake ecstasy.
Well, they just vitamins or something?
Just vitamins, yeah. Menopause pills. The funny thing is I'd never had anyone ever come back to me except for one time. Some guy came up to me like 6 months later, like, hey, you're the, that sold me that. I'm like, all right, here's your $20, buddy.
Here's your $20 back for that one bad e-tab. And so you made tens of thousands of dollars selling menopause medication is ecstasy at the clubs?
Yeah, and I would sell it to him. I'm like, God, I just went to San Francisco and picked it up. It came from Amsterdam, blah, blah, blah. All right, give me five of them.
Well, the good news is no one at the rave had cramps.
Yeah.
or hot flashes.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Bryce, thank you for calling the show. How do you feel about that? Scamming people who are wanting to buy ecstasy and selling them fake ecstasy.
In that case, you have the right to be stupid and do dumb. If you're dumb enough to pay $25, $20 for some random pill for some random guy.
I remember my wife and her brother, they were at a dead show. and they wanted to get some mushrooms. And so they ended up buying a bag of mushrooms, but it ended up being just bird poop.
Yeah.
And so they split a bag of bird poop and ate it.
Oh, no.
See, those scams are fun.
Yay.
All right, let's go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
You scammed someone out of $25,000?
Yeah, short and sweet. Guy wanted 3 kilos of coke, and I said I can get it. I'll be back in an hour. Never came back.
Aren't you worried he's going to hunt you down and kill you?
He didn't know who I was. Everybody thought my name was Rhino. So it was one of those gigs back in the 90s where you always had a nickname and nobody ever knew your last name. So it was like, hey, dude, later.
But Brian, you live in the same place, though. Unless you're going to leave town, you're going to run the risk of running into someone who sees you. And I mean, they kill you for stuff like that. 25 grand?
Yeah. You know, yeah, I looked over my shoulder for a little while, but it went away.
You paid in cash?
Yep, right there on the spot.
Now, did someone refer this guy to you because you were known to have coke with you on occasion?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So what happened to the person who referred you to this guy?
They never went back to him.
That person probably got killed.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got my money in split. He's a scam artist.
What'd you buy with it? What'd you buy with it, Brian?
I bought a car, a brand new Honda, a cord, and a bunch of drugs.
The helpful Honda dealer. Oh, Brian, thank you so much for calling the show. I would be giving these guys prizes, but I figured it's not appropriate.
I know.
Give scam artists prizes.
We're not encouraging this behavior. We're condemning it.
Let's see. David is a scam artist mechanic. Ooh.
Oh, now this is going to take us all.
Hello, hard. David.
Frosty, Hyde, and Frank, but mine is Patty. Okay, yeah, I got a travel agency firm that I do a lot of scams with. I just sold a $5,000 package deal to some blonde bimbo called Heidi Hamilton. Yeah, but I'm laughing to the bank.
She's too embarrassed to come and admit that she's been taken.
Yeah, she's staying at home right now, right. Waiting to get picked up. She's just posting pictures. She's getting photoshopping koalas into all of her pictures. That's so it makes her look like she's in Australia. All right, I'm going to give you a prize, David, because you're funny. I'm going to give you, tickets to Avenged Sevenfold with Prophets of Rage into the World Tour at the Forum August 22nd. So you stay on hold.
I appreciate it, Frank. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Now, the auto mechanics who have taken probably everyone listening to the show many times, they're the worst. Because you trust them. You know, a lot of you don't know about cars. Your shocks are leaking oil. You know, that sort of stuff.
Is it a scam, that thing that they're selling on TV right now? It's like, mechanics hate this thing. Is it you plug it into your car and it tells you what's wrong with your car? It's like the same machine that they use at, you know, dealerships or, you know, service stations.
Honest, truth be told, I was going to get you one of those for Christmas. That would be a cool gift. I checked them out online. Those are a scam.
I figured that.
Those things don't work. They're the scam.
So you buy this thing, you plug it in.
And so you get it because you don't want to be scammed by the auto place. And now the thing that you don't want to be, it's a scam.
That's actually a brilliant scam.
I know.
When you've got the people who are paranoid about being scammed and think they're going to scam the scammers.
Exactly.
And you sell them on the scam.
Right.
Can I say scam more?
Just take your damn car to AMCO. AA.
Take it to AMCO.
MCO. Yeah.
All right. Danny, his ex extorts pedophiles online.
Uh-oh.
All right. Hello, Danny. Hey.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, so my baby mama, great person, she decides to, after she leaves me, she decides to go on the internet and get chatty with pedophiles pretending to be an underage girl, get enough information from them and find out their IP address, and essentially say, you give me the money I want or I report you to the FBI and the police.
Wow. To scam a predator.
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about that?
Well, me personally, being a father, I don't think it's the greatest idea, especially with the type of enemies that she's capable of making. But she continues to assure me that she has multiple proxy networks. She hides her IP address, and there's no way they're going to find her.
But you do realize it is extortion. It is a felony. Even though there's a moral reason for doing it, it's a felony.
Yes. Well, I mean, the way that I look at it is that if she gets locked up, I'm scot-free. I never have to see her again, and I can be...
Why don't you just call the cops on her, get her locked up, and you're scot-free?
Because my daughter still deserves a mom, you know, even if she is a piece of S.
Oh, hell with that.
Hmm. How about you extort her? Give me half your profits or I will turn you in. So you're extorting
the
extortionist.
Good guy. I'm the good guy. She's the bad guy.
Yeah, extort her and then take half that money and put it in some college fund for your daughter.
There we
she's
go.
Probably
no,
not doing
you
that.
Know, I justifies. Totally should because she's driving a brand new Mercedes CL200 and I'm in a 1998 Saturn.
A Saturn. You're the one on the road. The Saturn still going.
How was the barbecue when you guys all went and met each other at that barbecue that Saturn held for all the Saturn owners?
I mean, we try to keep it kosher for the kiddo. You know, me and her family get along for the most part. And my family's good on it,
And that's back to the Saturn, Danny. No door dings because they're made of plastic.
Yeah, no door dings. No door dings.
Here, let me give you a prize.
I appreciate that, folks.
I'm going to send you see Styx and Joan Jett, the Black Hearts of the Five Point Amphitheater, May 30th, okay?
Ooh, hell yeah. Thank you, guys.
Stay on hold. You can park that Saturn really close to somebody else. Don't worry about it. You won't walk out and be dinner or nothing. Sarah would scam multiple guys. Oh, hello, Sarah.
Hi.
So you are a career scam artist. You scam men in what way?
I have told multiple men that I was pregnant and needed $500 to have an abortion.
But all these guys you've had sex with, because that's how they believe it.
Yes.
My God.
Only after, like, they would hook up with my friend or I would find out, like, they'd become an asshole, you know? So it was just something that I thought of, and I did it once, and it worked, and I did it three more times, and it worked. And then finally one guy sent me back text message saying, you can contact my lawyer. And I was like, okay, I'm done with it.
He's like, I want you to keep it.
Right. I definitely got some money, though.
Are you an evil person the rest of your life or just that one little area?
I'm not an evil person.
Because you sound
you're just
fiance,
a bitch.
I think I might have some bad karma from, you know.
No, you're a handful.
Are you going to try it again? I mean, is this something you're going to keep doing?
No, I've definitely, you know, shared my, you know, my information with my younger friends. Like, hey, you know, if you ever run into an asshole, here's a great tip.
All right, and so here's a tip to all these guys out here. Don't pay it.
A caller on it. You know, let's see the, show me the text.
Yeah.
That's one thing I was never asked, show me the text. It was just an instant,
I'd be like,
you know, shock.
I'll behold the brand new test out there, make you pee on it in my hand.
Yeah. I think as we get older, we get smarter, but definitely 21-year-olds are...
That's going to be before we even have sex. Could you pee on this?
Bye, Sarah. Hope we never meet.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, what?
She has a proclivity to be a really, really bad piece of
No wonder you can't keep a guy around and keeps having sex with your friends. You're intolerable.
Extorting people with a fake abortion.
Think she'll ever be able to have kids someday, or it's going to be one of those...
Karma?
Things that just doesn't seem to stick.
I think it'll be karma. Will ring its ugly bell.
Every staircase has a banana peel on it.
Whoopsie. Have a nice trip. See you in the fall.
All right. I think that's all of our scammers calling in. My God.
You know, I'm going to take a shower now. I feel all dirty and slimy.
And if you have been scammed, I guess you're not alone. I mean, it happens every single day to the best of us. So just try to be smarter. Do a little investigation. I mean, with the internet the way it is now and all the information that we have, really, it should be harder to be scammed now than it was in the past, where you couldn't look up people's histories and online to see what other people are saying about this particular person or investment into ice drops.
Lisa.
Well, there was no internet then.
There was no internet. See, she could look it up now. I'm like, oh, ice drops entering Costco next week. She's like, okay, I'm out. But no, she got screwed over with the ice drop campaign.
Yeah.
So now we all have safe investments like Bitcoin.
I know, you sons of bitches. I know, how are we doing with that? You guys all talked me into that. Come on, it's the future. I'm like, okay, I'll get in. Now I'm screwed.
Yeah, move along. It's fine. Don't look at it. It's cool.
I mean, does the misery love company in that sense, where if you feel like you're getting scammed, you have to get other people on board so you don't feel like such an idiot and you're the only one who lost? If we all win together, we all win together. If we all lose together, you're not as big of a loser.
I am now beginning to think it might be a scam, that all this money I've put into it might not be real. But
Everybody was winning for a while. Everybody was winning. I made 600% of my money at one point.
Yeah.
And now I've lost half of it.
Anthony, you still in? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I got in early. I'm sitting pretty. You guys aren't, though.
Sorry. I know. When did you get in? What year?
Last year, like almost a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. So you're fine.
Yeah, I got really low.
You know the Kenny Rogers song, you know, when to hold them, when to fold them, take your money, moment. Have you ever considered just cashing out and declaring victory? Because you're staying in it for the long haul.
Well, I got a kid coming, so yeah, it's, I think any day I'm going to pull out.
I hope you guys don't get rich.
You should have done that, you would have a kid coming. Lisa May, I know you were thinking of that joke before I said it.
I was.
I could see it on your face. She's like, ah. All right, Lisa, what's going on in traffic?